it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Time for Krusty's Corner. We've been waiting all day for this. The Jets defensive preview brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is.
Hey, hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much again, Lucius, for playing that. Dawson, thank you for the introduction. Thank you to Reliant again for being a part of this. Been great partners with me for a while now. Really do appreciate it.
Doing a heck of a job, man. Yeah, they're really, getting their money's worth.
Really appreciate them for doing that, though. They don't have to, and they do. And it means a lot. It really does.
Salute.
All right, here we go. Jets. I think there's 4 players you need to be concerned about with the New York Jets defensively. I think I'm going to start with Sauce Gardner on this one because he's the cornerback that if, in fact, that you are down another wide receiver with Turpin, we'll get the report today. That should be out here in a little bit, whether he practiced or not. I don't think he is. I don't think he's going to play. He's got a sprained foot. They're concerned about that. But I didn't get a timetable on that either yesterday when I asked. So maybe something better came about. We'll see. But you're going to be down likely another wide receiver this week. And what you're going to do is you are going to get Sauce Gardner, who will travel. He didn't travel very much last year, but he's traveled a lot now that Aaron Glenn and Steve Wilks are part of this defensive package. And so I would expect to see them try to take away Pickens, and if there's no Turpin, see if anybody else could beat you on the outside. Now, Dallas did a good job last week of their receivers winning. You know, when you looked at the other receivers and how Tolbert got involved and then Flannoy got involved. But it's going to be a challenge this week for this reason, just because I think they're going to try and take Sauce Gardner and put him on your best guy.
What are you seeing from Sauce? Because when I just look at, it's Pro Football Focus. I get their grades are a little wonky sometimes, yeah. But it seems like he's gotten progressively worse as a player.
He is, when you watch him play, the things that I respect about him as a player, and I watched all 4 of their games, and what I do is I break them down to their sacks, their pressures, the way they defend the ball, the pass, the breakups and stuff like that. So the thing with Sauce, I've always admired him, is his ability, how competitive that he is. And you're right. I think the grades are a little wonky on him. But I think when it comes to playing the game, I'm a fan of his. I'm a fan of the way he covers. I'm a fan of the way he moves. I'm a fan of the way that he is, that he puts himself in position. I think he's super competitive. And I think he relishes these opportunities to get to walk with these guys. And try and cover them. I think he gets a lot of respect that way. But I'm not saying that he is the detriment, because on the other end of that scale, the guy that's the real problem for the Jets is Brandon Stevens. He's the one that quarterbacks have almost a perfect rating against him throwing the football. When you look at his game, he's number 21 for the Jets. He usually plays as the right corner. And teams, when they've attacked him, have just, it's been outstanding.
Tolbert and Flannoy have enough to do that?
Well, that's going to be the trick now. That is going to be the trick, because if you, whoever's going to play on the outside there has got to, and I hope that they stay away from Gardner. I think the Gardner-Pickens matchup is, now, Pickens tore him up in a game last year in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
That's something to keep an eye on. But you in this particular game, we'll see what happens a year removed. Pickens played great last week, as we all know. But, man, if I'm going to go after somebody, it's the other corner, because Brandon Stevens is having problems. And, you know, and it doesn't matter what route. He is a blinking light for opposing offenses when it comes to coverage. So that the way that secondary plays, I feel like you could do something against Andre Sisco. Their safety is another guy that I feel like that maybe we'll see with Ferguson what he could do, but they're having some problems covering some tight ends. And Sisco doesn't. Sisco's a big guy, but he doesn't run particularly well. And the movement and stuff will give him some problems. So stay away from Gardner. I would, because I think he's got that ability to make plays. We've seen him do it before. Stevens, I don't think, can make the plays. And Sisco, if you're running the seams and stuff like through the middle of the field, I think that's the guy you go after. This team struggles when they don't get pass rush. They struggle. They give up completions. They give up a lot of completions when they don't get pressure. But the way they're going to bring pressure is they're going to bring it. They think that they could get home with Jermaine Johnson and then also Will McDonald. Now, they played pretty well against the when it came to the running game stuff against the Steelers in week one. They gave up only almost 3 yards a carry against the Steelers. And that was, but they've struggled kind of since. Buffalo got them pretty good. And then you've seen the last Tampa and then Miami, I think, has been right around 124 yards rushing. But the pass rush stuff has to come with pressure. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to try and bring help for McDonald and Jermaine Johnson. And then also with Quinnen Williams there being in the middle.
And that's if Johnson can play, right? I saw he's day-to-day with an ankle.
Yeah.
How big would that be if he can't go?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that would mean that maybe then you would see either Brandon McGregor or Michael Clements would be the guy that would step. They would have to step in and be that guy.
He's a handful.
Yeah. The thing that I like, I mean, I think the McDonald, he's a little bit like what you're dealing with those Jets. The Giants edges, that he's a thinner, longer guy. And maybe you take the ball right at him a little bit. So in the running. Now, this team, Dallas running the football, I think they've got a shot at running the football against these guys, because I think that when you watch the Jets, their front tends to slant. And teams that were catching them going one way and then the ball kind of coming, breaking back the other way, they take themselves out of a lot of position. Chief, your tackling stuff with the Jets was worse against the Dolphins than it was anybody else.
Watching them versus the Dolphins the other night, it was like,
yeah, they had a problem. They had problems.
They were missing everything.
They had a problem. They had problems tackling in the Dolphins game, but overall, but the biggest problem that they have is they will take themselves out of position when it comes to playing run defense. They will slant one way, and then they haven't been capable of getting back and then making a play from that.
That's the thing about those slant fronts. It's like it can result in some great TFLs if you're on it and you're slanting the appropriate way. But if you get caught slipping, you can give up explosives in a big way.
Yeah, and teams were able to, like I say, they struggled with having to play some run defense. But
now, when they slant, are they trying to get in the gaps quicker?
Yeah, they're trying to wreck your blocking scheme is what they're trying to do. So, for example, they're playing is that say they're playing as the three technique, that outside eye of the guard, and then maybe they're slanting them to the right, they're slanting them further away, so they're trying to take it. Say you're running the ball going to the left, they're trying to say, okay, we'll slant the front to the strength of the offense, because most teams run behind their strength. Sometimes teams will mess you up and set the strength one way and then take the ball back the other. But they're mainly trying to get in gaps to kind of deal with the blocks going strong side is what they're trying to do. But this crew, like I said, they will run themselves out of some plays. I think that Quinnen Williams he's done a much better job. Last year, I felt like that he wasn't as good getting pressures. This year, he's getting back to his old ways. He's hard to block one-on-one. He's got a lot of power. He does play with some quickness. I will say this, though. I felt like that TJ Bass did a pretty solid job last week in the pass protection and the run blocking. But this will be
different. Like Green Bay has the smaller, quicker defensive tackles.
This is a big, bulky, square playing guy that will just pick you up and walk you back.
So damn strong.
He's an animal.
Really, really, really strong.
Two-way guy. You mentioned the pressures tied for seventh in terms of interior defensive linemen with 13 pressures, 15 run stops, five more than any other interior defensive lineman.
He is that, and that's the thing too, the run stuffing is big for him. And it's gotten better. I mean, like I say, last year he probably didn't have as many, but right now he's absolutely doing a great job with that. And
I don't know if I'm sleeping well if I'm Brock Hoffman right now.
Well,
no, you can't be if you're Brock.
No, this could be some difficult, but these guys together have done a pretty good job. Like I say, against Pittsburgh, you could watch Pittsburgh and they played really, really well against the run. Like the Steelers had no explosives in that game. Whereas Buffalo, Tampa, and Miami all had explosives.
I trust this Cowboys rushing attack now.
Do you?
I trust it. I know it's going to be solid.
What if Smith is the only starter? What if it's the line of, you know, what if it's the if we get Nate Thomas as the starter at left tackle, then it's Smith, Hoffman, Bass, and Steele.
I would still trust that. I trust Nate Thomas enough. Steele's an animal in the run game. But if you lost Tyler Smith, like with the knee tendonitis thing, if that thing flares up in a way, then all of a sudden you don't have Tyler Smith and you got three backups on the interior, now I would start to have questions. But with Tyler Smith, still got Steele, and then even with Nate Thomas in for Guyton, I don't think that's necessarily a huge drop-off.
Yeah. To recap all this.
Am I crazy for that, or do you agree?
No, I think to me, I like Nate Thomas in the run game. I think Nate Thomas. I think Nate Thomas brings you a little something. I don't think there's the thing I would worry about is the backups to the backups.
Yes,
I would worry. because
good problem to have.
No, that's the issues that they, you know, if it gets to where somebody else gets dinged up, do you have enough? You know, like you're now into your third guy.
You know? No, I don't. I mean, the Cowboys have really good depth on the offensive line, but
they do.
You don't really have it to the third stringers.
No, they don't. But just to recap this, expect Sauce Gardner to travel. Will McDonald is, I think, their best pass rusher. It's going to be a little bit of a problem with Quinnen Williams inside because of his run-stuffing ability. And then also the guy, if you're going to throw the ball, go after number 21, Brandon Stevens. He's the guy that seems to be the mark for them.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Could be a breakout game for Flannoy. I think that's what I just heard, if you can handle this guy on the inside.
Well, Chuck will be throwing a party.
Yes. Well-deserved party as well. He's been sticking by him for some time. What's coming up next, Eric?
Sounds of the Sports Day featuring an all-time dad move, Baker on the good old days, in your Throwback Thursday football clips of the day next year in the nation.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.